This show is sponsored by the Crummy Cookie Dough Company, top-notch humans making top-notch edible cookie dough.
Welcome to I'm Everything with your host, Sean A. Town. And you're probably wondering, where's the intro music at? Well, before we get to that, I want to welcome to this show, all the way from Washington, D.C., now resides in L.A., California, coming in at 160 pounds, 5'6", MLW, middleweight champion, the man of the hour, Leo Rush.
How's it going, man? Welcome to the radio show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, watching the football game and, well, I'm a big Patriots fan, so I'm kind of like, I don't really want to cheer for Tom Brady, but, you know, it is what it is, right?
Sure.
For people who don't know, who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, well, my name is Leo Rush. I'm a professional wrestler. I used to be a former WWE wrestler for the past 3 years. I'm also a recording artist. I'm also on the cast of MTV's The Challenge season 36. So I'm all over the place. I'm a dad, yeah. I'm a husband, and everything else.
So we're going to touch on your music, you being a dad, and then The Challenge, and also, you know, being a wrestler. And funny enough, I actually envisioned this happening like maybe a month ago. I was like, that's weird, right? And then come to find out your birthday is like a day before mine. And I was like, interesting. And then the interview happened. I was like, huh, I don't know. I'm just one of those people that just kind of like put things together. But so I appreciate you joining us today. And I also want to say I also want to congratulate you on winning the MLW, was it World Middleweight title?
Yes, sir. Appreciate that.
So I'm curious about that. How does that work? I think it's probably different for other companies, but do you keep the titles or like when you win them and then let's say you lose it again, do you have like a replica or how does that work?
I think you can get one. They're very expensive. they don't give it to you for free unless, you know, you're like a multiple time
right.
champion.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that, but.
And that's in, and that's just in like the MLW or that's everywhere usually?
I think MLW and everywhere else besides WWE. I think if you're right. in WWE, then they can give you those replicas, right. No problem.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I guess that would make sense. How have you been doing during this, these COVID times? I know it's been crazy for everyone locked up and all that.
Yeah, it's been a constant, struggle and daily grind. I know that, you know, although I do have a lot of things going on, you know, I had to do a lot in order for those things to happen. So it's a lot of work. It's a lot of uncertainty, stressful, cutting back on a lot of different things to make sure that, you know, my family is good, you know, like financially and things that, you know, I would normally like pay for. I'm now like, you know, doing myself.
Right.
It's a daily grind, man. It's hard, but we're getting through it.
Have you had to really think about your future now more than ever not just in terms of being a parent, but also having COVID? Like, this is the first time in a long time, I mean, ever, that there's no fans for wrestling. So then, you know, if someone's in your shoes, you're like, okay, well, I mean, if this happens again, I gotta kind of, have you thought about that?
I feel like I have, but I haven't at the same time because I'm just trying to stay focused on, you know, what's in front of me and just try to make the most out of, you know, every single second or minute, hour and day to try to, you know, keep pushing forward. Like I know that, you know, times are hard right now and a lot of things are done differently, not only for myself but for other people, but I've really been trying to just like stay focused and not get too stressed out and too worked up and worried.
How important is it for males nowadays to show that they do have mental health. Because I know a lot of the times it's very hush hush, especially in, you know, when you're in the UFC or hockey or NFL or WWE or wrestling or anything, it's very like, you can't say that. How important is it nowadays to kind of like speak up for that?
I think it's super important, especially with the day and age of social media. When you have all of these people that, you know, get a daily glimpse into your life, and it's very easy to sell a certain perception of yourself. That's, you know, everything's fine and I've got this going for me and everything's perfect. But it's also important to show people who follow you and look up to you that you're like anybody else, like right. You're a normal human being with feelings and emotions and stuff like that. So, and I think that's something that I've just learned to do, was to be open, because, you know, the more things I do, the bigger my following gets, and the more I have people who look up to me and trying to follow my path, and I'm a role model.
Right.
So I try to be as authentic as I can be, and real with people who are following me, to let them know that there is a connection between me and you. Like we're the same. I just so happened to get, you know, a couple of breaks here and there in order to have the platform that I have. But it's important to show people that, you know, you're human. Like you have feelings and emotions. And you got to deal with
it. It's funny because, like, I mean, your character, for people don't know, your character in wrestling is opposite of, and this is even before I'm talking to you, even in the challenge, when I saw you, because I didn't see that part of yourself before. It's like totally night. It's like night and day, which I think, you know, obviously you have a character in wrestling, but then you're, it looked like you're showing who you were in real life on TV. Do you find that often gets kind of like mixed up a little for other people? Maybe not yourself, but, or maybe yourself sometimes, you're just like, you play the character a lot, that you kind of get wrapped up in it.
Yes. I think, because, you know, I feel like it's very easy to play a certain character, especially if you know how that character is or how it would be. You know, I had, although when I was starting out in wrestling, I was playing this character like I was the young, you know, arrogant, flashy, rich, like kind of like kid. Like the man of the hour with all the jewelry and shit. It's very easy to play that because that's what I want to be. Like, I don't want to be arrogant and all that, but, you know, who doesn't want money? Right. Who doesn't want, you know, the finer things in life? And so it was easy for me to play that character because I saw people, you know, like that. But it is hard to get, or it is easy to get wrapped up in that because, of course, over time, when you are on TV, you are getting these followers and you are starting to make more money. So you are starting to become the character.
Yeah.
So it's very easy to get wrapped up in that. But it's like I said, you know, I'm just now learning that it's super important to show people that you are human. Like you don't have it figured out 24/7, 365 days in the year. Like, And I think that all came with me being young and naive and not really understanding and stuff like that. So that's why I probably, you know, have made the mistakes that I made. But I'm now starting to figure out, okay, I'm getting this bigger following. I need to be a role model to these people, and I need to show them my true authentic self. I need to show them everything.
So while you're in the challenge, how much of that was you and how much of that was your character? I know you didn't really portray much of your character, obviously, on the challenge, but did you try and mix the two just because it was TV?
I think once I was in the house, like I couldn't fake anything. I was going through, you know, real emotions.
True. Yeah.
I was going through real emotions and going through some real life stuff. So, I mean, that was me, you know, 100%. There was a couple of clips like in the confessional rooms where I was, you know, amping it up a little bit, like commentating for like a hall brawl match between between Nelson and Fessy. So, you know, it was all entertainment, like right there. But, you know, everything in the house was real. So.
Right. At one point, you were selling some of your merch. Were you just purging, or were you, was that a point where you're like, oh, I might not wrestle anymore?
Yeah, no, that was me, you know, contemplating me not wrestling anymore.
Right.
I got to a point where I kind of said to myself, I'm drained, I'm burnt out. I don't really want to be a part of the business anymore. Mm. But you know, things changed. Recently, you know, a lot of my fans are kids, and I would get, you know, messages every day, all day, and especially being an advocate for mental health, you know, people looking up to me and me kind of being a hero when I was on TV. And you don't really think about it like that. It's very weird to think about the people that you're possibly letting down or kind of taking that part of their confidence away by just simply not being on TV anymore. And, you know, I felt like I couldn't do that to my fans. I couldn't do that to the people that, you know, kind of like stuck with me for so long. And I've kind of become this factor in their lives where it's kind of, you know, helping them cope with their mental health, and it's helping them get through their daily lives and stuff like that. So, you know, as long as I still have it in me, I think I'm definitely going to continue to still wrestle.
Yeah. And you mentioned being burnt out. I'm sure that was maybe in part that would be working for like a huge company like the World Wrestling Entertainment, and then, you know, in a time like this, being put out and just having to work for other people, it must be really draining. What was that like working for a company like that with, you know, they have stocks and it's a public company. It's like the NFL of all the wrestling. What do you think? Like, what was it like working for that company?
I mean, like you said, it was super, it's very draining. I mean, it's fun because you're living out your dream and you're being able to, you can travel the world and you're wrestling and stuff like that. But like the business side of things is something that a lot of people don't understand and probably, you know, will never get, because, you know, to actually go through that is one thing, to see it. And in most cases, you can't see it because they don't show that part of wrestling. They only show the, you know, the cool moves in the ring and the entrances with the fireworks and all this stuff. But it's a very grueling, you know, business to be a part of. But, you know, it has its fun times. And I think that's why a lot of people stick with it. It's like a drug. Yeah. Like you can't get rid of it.
Yeah, because I think what happens is, from my knowledge, you go into it and they push you and then you have this like stardom and then you get paid a lot and then they take it back and they give it to you again. It does sound like it'd be something that will draw a lot of people. Be like, here's money, here's fame, I'm gonna take it back. Here's it. So would you say, like, how would you compare the locker rooms to the Challenge House? Was it very?
I think it could be. I think I could see that if, and I was just talking about this the other day, but I could see that being similar if your world was strictly the Challenge. I think a lot of people weren't really threatened by me in a life sense because, you know, the Challenge wasn't my job. Like, you know, for a lot of those people there, the Challenge is their job. That's how they make their money. So if you have another reality TV star coming in to potentially take your spot, you're obviously going to be threatened by them. But I don't think people were threatened by me because they saw that, you know, I have another, you know, lane outside of the Challenge and I'm not coming for your spot on TV, you know.
Right.
So I gelled well with everybody in the house just because, you know, I kind of came from a different world. But if I was another reality TV star, I definitely think it would be some tension there.
Right. It's a fan question. They asked what Vince is like in real life.
Probably how he is and all the stories you hear about him. Like, yeah, absolutely insane.
Interesting.
I feel like
any billionaire is pretty, I mean, they have to be some type of like loony. Speaking of locker room, Brody Lee passed away, as you know. Did you know him at all, and did that affect you? I mean, I'm sure it affected you because you probably met him before, but how did you feel about that?
I didn't know him personally. We didn't have conversations really, you know, we weren't friends, but it was someone that I saw every week. I shared a locker room with him, you know, every week. So I saw the impact that he had on other people, and I saw all of the stories that people put about him on social media. So it did affect me in a way, because I was like, man, this good guy that I've spent week after week after week with, and I never really got to know him. It kind of made me sad that, you know, you have these fans that said all of these like good things about him, and you know him. But in my case, I was someone who was there with him every week, but never really got the chance to talk to him. So him passing, it kind of hit me, because I'm like, man, I wish I would have gotten to know this guy a little more, because, you know, all the stories that I'm hearing about him is just incredible.
Yeah, you mentioned that you were in the locker room with him, and in terms of being in the locker room and like sharing your life with all these wrestlers, whether it's WWE or MLW or other companies, is it hard to make friends with people who have played characters of like big ego? Because I'm sure there's some wrestlers who maybe aren't grounded as like yourself in terms of like they know who they are in real life, and because I feel like maybe some mix it up and don't even know. Is it hard to like make friends with?
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it definitely is, man. It's hard. And I don't think it helps that the fans, it doesn't help that the fans have a big say in, you know, a person's character outside of wrestling. Because they don't know how it is in wrestling, and like actually trying to form real life relationships with these guys in the business. And some guys in the business are that actual person in real life, you know, like you said, like some people don't separate the two. So it's hard. It's hard to be friends with, you know, ego of a person that makes millions and is the face of a company, and like it's very hard.
So I mean, I've been conflicted for a while, and I don't mean to take this political, but so, you know, I don't like Trump. Hopefully a lot of people don't. And then I was kind of like doing my research, I was kind of looking into like all these athletes who support Trump and all that, and I was seeing a couple wrestlers that I liked, and I was like, I was like kind of conflicted. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to deal with this. I'm still conflicted. I was like, because it's like you like their character on TV, but then you hear that and you're like, why? I supported you. Did you find that there was a lot of Trump
support? I mean, yeah. I mean, it's very weird. It's super weird, man. Yeah, it's so weird. And this was a conversation, again, that I had the other day when it comes to politics and social media and knowing who supports who. Now you have like a grasp of like their morals and their values and stuff like that. And does it change? Like, you know, like back in the day where social media wasn't a thing, and you didn't know someone's political views, but they were your neighbor. Like, does that change the fact that they're your neighbor? Like back in the day, you didn't know what somebody's political views were. Like,
yeah.
But you know, like, can you still say hi to your neighbor knowing that they're
right?
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it was difficult. I mean, it's just the world now.
Yeah,
you just gotta get used to it.
Is there more? Wrestlers that are Trump supporters that people don't know and they're just like low-key about it, that you know?
I have no idea, just because there was a point where I kind of gave up on trying to have relationships with people in the company. So I kind of went there, did my job, went back home,
right?
That was it.
That's fair. A fan question says, respect to the in-ring and camera positioning, is it different going from WWE TV style wrestling to GCW indie style?
Yeah, I mean, there's more cameras in WWE. You know, okay. You might have like 2 to 3 floor cameras and then like 2 main cameras and a hard camera you have to look at WWE. But like GCW, you have your one camera for like the entrance, and you've got like your hard cam. I mean, it's different. It's different. But you know, it has the similarities.
And what was the transition like from NXT to like the main roster? Did you find it was significant?
The only main thing is the travel and the money. Mm-hmm. But as far as that, all the camera work is the same. I mean, I believe it's like opposite as it is, NXT than it is on like the main roster. But yeah, the two biggest differences was the travel and the money.
Right. What was the hardest thing in WWE, like in terms of maybe remembering your lines or having to, schmooze someone? Like, what was hard in that regard?
That didn't really bother me. I never really had issues with like remembering lines or anything like that. I think just the hardest thing was just being away from my family. Mm. It's a pretty, grueling schedule. The schedule is definitely the hardest thing.
Out of all of it. What's the craziest thing you ever saw backstage or even at the Challenge House?
You don't really see much crazy stuff backstage. I mean, you see a whole bunch of people walking around in suits backstage at WWE. But I mean, the Challenge, nothing like too crazy out of the normal reality TV. I mean, of course, you're going to see the fights. Mm. You're going to see the screening matches. Yeah. You're going to see people drunk. I mean, it's nothing like out of the ordinary.
Right. A couple of years ago, you tweeted out that you fallen in love with European crowds. As a performer, what did you find so special about them? And is there any particular matches or memories that that stood out to you from that time?
I think just the European people are, more excited for the American wrestlers to come over and wrestle, because they don't see it every day. I think America, they have so many different independent shows like all over the different states and stuff like that. So they kind of get, treated pretty good, and nothing's really a treat anymore. So I think, every time you have someone coming over from the States and coming over overseas, it's always like a cool little moment for them. And it's always a good time because they appreciate it more.
Right.
They want to make that wrestler feel, appreciated and special coming over to, where they're from. So they're a lot more like passionate, I feel, about that.
What sort of diet are you on to like keep your body what it's at?
I don't know. I think I wouldn't really call it a diet just because I'm so like used to just eating this way, but I am a vegan. I know that's very hard for a lot of people to do. I eat pretty, I guess what people would consider clean, I consider just like normal, I guess. But that's pretty much the way that I eat. I mean, I work out every day. I don't have like a set, schedule or a certain time where I need to stay in the gym or stay active. I just make sure that I do it every day, and when I get tired, I get tired, and I just try to stay consistent with it rather than stressing myself out with like a workout schedule.
Who's your like closest friend in terms of wrestling? Like, do you have one that you usually like hang out with and train with and all that?
I don't really hang out with a lot of wrestlers outside of like wrestling shows, just because I have a family.
Right.
I have my wife and my kids and stuff like that, and I already spend as much time as it is with wrestling. So when I come back home, I want to spend that time with my family.
And last question before we throw to music, Is there any company you have in mind that you're thinking of eventually signing to, or just right now you're just gonna play it?
I think I'm just gonna play it day by day.
Yeah.
If I feel like if New Japan were to offer me something, you know, I would definitely consider it.
Yeah.
Just because that's just somewhere where I definitely want to be in my future. So I would have to say New Japan.
Yeah.
But the rest, I'm just gonna kind of like figure out.
Would you move to Japan?
I think I would.
Yeah.
I definitely think I would move to Japan.
We'll talk about the challenge next. What song, because it's your show, you could choose the music. What song would you like us to play?
How about that the newest single that I have out with fellow Challenge cast members?
Yeah, Stone Cold.
Stone Cold with Jay and Joseph.
CKMS 102.7 FM.
Well. That was Jay, Leo Rush, and Joseph Allen from The Challenge. I'm going to get to my interview with Leo Rush in a minute. However, I need to tell you about a product called the Crummy Cookie Company. And this company here makes raw cookie dough that you can eat and also bake, and it's ingredients that you can get behind. Basically, this company here, I'm telling you, they're gonna blow up. They're gonna get successful. You know, they started when COVID was happening, and they're still hustling. These two women are still doing it. They have a 1960s type of a storefront. But they're into the 90s hip-hop, which is pretty cool, right? So, raw cookie dough. You can eat it raw. You can bake it. I mean, it's only a matter of time before
I get all their flavors, and I'm trying to lose weight. However, in due time, I will get all their flavors. And maybe sometime down the road, I will have them on the show, and they can talk about what inspired them to put the company together and everything about, you know, why they do what they do. If you want to visit them, if you want to try it out, the Crumby Cookie Dough Company, check them out on Facebook at the Crumby Cookie Dough Co. or visit them online, thecrumbycookiedoughco.com. That's crummy. I know it sounds like I'm saying crummy, but it's actually crumby, C-R-U-M-B-Y. Amazing store, amazing product. And now, back to the interview with the man of the hour.
All right, and we're back with Leo Rush, the man of the hour. Do you like that, what do you call it, that title, man of the hour? Because I guess it works out to be Moth, and that was your character on the indie scene. You'd wear, you know, a Moth thing.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. I've been, you know, it's been sticking pretty well now. And a lot of people kind of associate Man of the Hour with like Leo Rush and vice versa. So I think it's pretty cool.
So, for people who don't know, you're on the challenge and I love the challenge. Like for me, it's Big Brother and the challenge. Those are the two reality TVs that I love. And you were on the challenge and you left the challenge due to mental health reasons. And I've noticed you've been on USA People magazine, if I believe. What was that like, that outpouring from all these media magazines and companies wanted to talk to you like about mental health?
Yeah, it was super cool. You know, I'm so glad that people were so supportive and understanding with my, you know, departure from the show and the way that it happened. You know, that was very nerve-wracking for me. I think, you know, I didn't even want to watch that episode because I didn't know how they were going to air it. I didn't know how people were going to perceive it and stuff like that. So to see the amount of people that were understanding of the situation and they got it and they understood it and they saw that I was like a genuine person and stuff like that, it was pretty cool to see the amount of coverage that I got from that.
And before we touch on the other things, we just played Stone Cold. That was featuring Jay and who's the other
Joseph.
Guy? Joseph, yes. And how did that song come together? Did you guys think of it while you're in the house together, or was it like after?
Oh, it was definitely after. I mean, Joseph was traveling all across the states and meeting up with, you know, people that were also on the show, and he came to LA for about a week, and Jay was living here in LA too, so we decided to get together and we were like, hey, let's just like make a song. And we were like, okay, cool. So we all like met up at the studio and you know, heard a beat and was like, we should make like a challenge anthem. Mm-hmm. So we started like vibing out and like writing to a beat, and we ended up coming up with that song. And Joseph only had 2 days left in LA, and he was like, this song is like really cool. Maybe we should make a video to it tomorrow. Yeah. So we like woke up like early in the morning and shot the video for it. So we like made the song and shot the video all within like less than 24 hours. It was like insane.
It's a really good song. And
thanks.
I actually didn't know Jay could rap or, you know, any of that. Was that like his first, like, has he been?
I think that was his first song.
Really?
Yeah, I think that was his first song. I mean, I think that he always wanted to, you know, start some kind of, you know, like music career or a rap career. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's pretty dope that he wanted to do it with me and Joseph. So I'm glad that we did that.
And so in terms of the challenge, the question I keep getting the most is how you would do in a hall brawl and what you think you would do in a hall brawl. Would you use your speed and, you know, kind of like jump over them and all that? Like, what if you were put in the situation, how do you think you would be able to do a hall brawl?
Oh, come on, man. I can't give you my I can't give you my strategy here, because if I end up getting back to another season, now people know what I'm gonna do.
I just want to see if you're listening. Could you see yourself being on like a Survivor or Big Brother?
Oh, I would love to be on Survivor. I'm not sure if I could do Big Brother, but I definitely would like to try it. Big Brother is has been, you know, a show, I think, out of all of the reality shows that I've kind of watched more than any of them. So it would really be, it would be really cool to, you know, be a part of Big Brother, but I definitely think I could, I could do Survivor, and I would love to do Survivor. And I think it would be dope to like do Survivor in a season where you're able to do it with a family member. So I think my wife is pretty interested in being on Survivor too.
I think, from what it sounds like, I think eventually they will do that. Blood versus Water. I always thought that's, I think that's what Jay did. Actually, Jay was in that season, I believe. Maybe I'm wrong. And I know John Morrison was on Survivor as well, which was interesting. I know maybe, I think he got injured or something, but that'd be pretty cool to see you on it. I always found like Survivor was like super, super endurance, because you have to deal with the weather, you have to deal with the food and the people. I think the gameplay for Survivor is like amazing, especially when it's a really good season. And Big Brother, I find, is very, like, if you live in, if someone lives in their head and they go into Big Brother, they're not going to make it, because that's all it is, just thinking in your head and having to like figure out how to put those feelings out there. So I feel like that's a test for a lot of people. But I think that'd be pretty cool to see you on either show, really.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think maybe they'll reach out? Or are you hoping to, maybe?
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, I definitely hope so. You know, it won't hurt to throw that out there. You know, I'd love to be a part of, you know, Survivor or Big Brother. I think I'd do really good at either one of those. So, yeah.
So does that say that you're going to go back to the challenge one day?
I mean, yeah, if they want me, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, ultimately it's not up to me if I get on another season. If it were up to me, I would definitely do it again.
I always wonder how, maybe you don't know, but I always wondered how that is. Like, do the producers of the challenge choose who's on it, or do the players who are like vets, like the Johnnies and the CTs, do they say, I want to be on it? Like, I wonder, how does that work?
I mean, I have no idea. You know, yeah, I have no idea, but I mean, I can only assume that it's up to the producers.
Right.
I mean, it's their show. It's their product. So,
Throughout the show, there's these challenges for people who don't know that, you know, if you make it, basically you get to choose who goes up. What was the hardest one for you to do that you found was very complicated, I guess?
The one that I found the most annoying was the challenge where we had to fly a drone through the cave.
Right.
But our partner had the drunk goggles on. So that was pretty aggravating. But I would say that's the only one.
You didn't find any of them hard, like physically hard, or?
Oh, of course. Yeah. All of them are physically hard, and we're all outside in the freezing cold, and some days it's raining, and some days it's just a rain, wind, storm all in one. So, I mean, the weather definitely got to you on top of the challenges being hard. So, yeah, it was difficult for sure.
When was it filmed? When did you guys film those?
I mean, it was not too later than, you know, when it actually aired. Like a month or two. It wasn't
I wonder, because I didn't hear that there's a challenge season, and all of a sudden there's a new trailer. I was like I heard there wasn't a challenge season, I saw a trailer, I was like, oh, that wasn't a lot of time in between there.
I'm not sure. I mean, I've been trying to stay away from challenge news ever since, you know, I kind of got released. I mean, I'll probably still watch it every Wednesday, but as far as like being engaged in the conversation and stuff like that, I think I'll take some time off and just kind of enjoy my family time.
How long were you in the house for until you left?
I don't know. I think, you know, we were in there for, I think the entire time is about like 2 months. And I think I was in there for about, you know, a month and some change.
I mean, hopefully, as the fans are saying, they'd love to see you back, and at like, you know, a one-on-one type of situation. I think that'll be really interesting, especially if they don't, like, they've never seen you wrestle before. I think that'd be interesting to see. I think that'd be fun.
For sure.
Is it like what we see on TV? Is it as real as and intense as we see it on TV, or do you find
for sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, I mean, I think then that aspect is why it's called reality TV, because it's real emotion, it's real physicality, it's real, yeah. you know, everything. So, yeah.
Did you find production, like, got your character right? Because I know sometimes production for certain shows play with different people's characters.
I'm not entirely sure. I wasn't trying to go in there playing a specific character. I was just trying to be me and, you know, just be real and open. And I think, you know, the time that I did have on the show that aired, I think it showed all of that.
Yeah. I know sometimes, and this is what I meant by it. Basically, I know sometimes like they show someone more versus than another person. Like they show a lot of someone talking in the diary room versus like certain, like other people. Did you find out what was happening with you?
No, not necessarily.
Yeah.
And this is my first season, so I didn't have anything to compare it to.
Right, true. Which OG, this is a fan question, which OG challenger was the least you expected and who was the most like you expected from what you know of?
I think I was just expecting what I saw like on TV.
Right.
And for the most part, I mean, everybody seemed like who they were perceived as on television. Mm. Mm.
And you can plead the fifth on this, but a fan asked about the Tory situation with Fessy.
The Tory situation.
Well, they said that they were like dating and all that while she was, I mean, there's been rumors about it, but it just...
I mean, I don't even know what situation you're talking about.
Okay.
So.
well, essentially, she was like married to, she's married to... I forget. I don't know who her husband is, or she was engaged to him, and then she's in the house, and then I guess she was like hooking up with, or not even hooking up, but I guess making out with Fessy at the time as well. And then now they're not together anymore. So that's kind of what I was getting on.
Oh, I have no idea. So pretty small house with a lot of people in it. So
yeah.
I mean, I didn't see anything, so you, I don't even know what the story is.
You seem like the type that you keep yourself anyway. So if you were still in the challenge, who would you want to go up against in elimination if you could choose?
Anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I mean, everybody has like a weakness. So I typically don't get, you know, I'm not afraid to go in there with anybody, because anybody can be beat on, you know, any given day.
Right.
Anybody. I'm just up for a, no pun intended, but like a challenge. I'm up for a challenge.
Yeah. I know The Miz was on the challenge once. Do you think he would do well in this kind of new atmosphere of the challenge? Because I feel like it's a different time. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he has the experience.
Yeah.
He has the experience with being in a setting like this on multiple occasions. So yeah. I think he would do good.
Do you know of any other wrestlers that would do well in this situation? Like a Drew McIntyre or?
I mean, I don't know. In a physical challenge, in a hall brawl. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I can't speak for anything else.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of the times you can do these physical stuff, but it also comes down to the mental gameplay as well. I feel like if someone's not good at the gameplay, the mental warfare, I don't think they do well. Like the physical stuff is probably like a part of it, but then you also got to have the gameplay, like Big Brother, for example, you know, has a lot of that. And if you were back in the house, how would you tackle a season differently? Would you, or would you just stick to your plan that you had?
No, I think I would play it differently now that I know what the game is and what it's about. I definitely think I would have a little bit more of a different game plan going in to a second season.
Yeah. Who's your pick to win?
I don't know. The game is so unpredictable. I feel like the people are super unpredictable too. So I do feel like it's anybody's game, to be completely honest with you.
So we got, have a fan that said, we all appreciate his explanation of how he grew up in a group home. There are people out there that he touched and inspired. being in touch with his mind, his mental health is something we don't see enough in people of color, let alone men. Wish him well for me, please. So that was
definitely
towards
appreciate
you.
Appreciate that.
So, second song, what would you like it to be?
Let's do my single, Do You Remember? One of my newer singles out right now.
And what does that song mean for you?
It's just, you know, recognizing your past and moving forward for the most part.
Do you remember the time when we fell in love? Do you remember the time when you were my girl? Do you remember the time when we didn't want to pretend? Do you remember the time when I thought you were heaven sent? Yeah, yeah. Do you time just so I can let me know. Future's in my hands, I've been leading to the pinnacle. Cause I don't need you no more. The devil's knocking at your door.
So we're back, and the first time I actually heard about you doing music, it was Money Money featuring Dret One. I saw that music video just came upon on Twitter or something. I was like, okay, because I didn't know you rapped before that. So I was like, that was like A1. I love that. What made you want to do both rapping and wrestling?
I felt like music was a bit of an outlet for me. You know, something to take my mind off of with wrestling. And it's just a way to, you know, kind of express myself in ways that I couldn't in wrestling.
And your debut album Ever After, that seemed different from your other stuff you put out. Were you trying to go a different focus for that with that debut album?
I wanted to see if people for one, if they liked this style from me, and two, just to show people that, you know, I can, you know, sing as well as rap. So
yeah.
Just to show people, you know, my versatility and to test the waters in a sense, if I were to ever, you know, put out more, you know, single track.
What did that album mean to you? As it was your debut album, was there a lot of pressure on to having that be top notch? And I guess what did it mean to you to put that out there?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's super important just to show people that I can put together a full project, that, you know, I'm not just a, you know, one song kind of, you know, person where I can only have the capability of writing a song or two, and then I'm like, oh, okay, I don't know what else to talk about. But yeah, I think for that being one of the reasons, two, to show people, you know, how serious I am about my music. And three, you know, that I think the overall message and with that album was pretty important to me. It was about growth. It was about, you know, dealing with situations and mental health and relationships and navigating through it all to try to find your, you know, like the album says, you're happy, you know, ever after. So
were you able to, because I believe you put that out after you left W, is that correct? Or did you have to hold off on releasing music while you're within the company, or did you just maybe just decide like now is its time?
Yeah, they didn't really give me any restrictions as far as like my music and stuff like that. Yeah. So I had free range to do whatever as far as my music goes. It was just a more of a time thing. You know, I was always on the road. I didn't really have time to record music like that. So as soon as I got released, you know, I kind of had that extra time to go in the studio day after day after day to try to like finish up some, you know, songs that I had planned out to put together a project. Right. And I was able to, you know, put it together in time.
Speaking of making music on the road, you made music with a gentleman named Josiah Williams, who makes like amazing like mashup of entrance themes with his verses in it. What was it like working with him? I know you did two songs with him, I believe.
Yeah, it was super cool. Like, Josiah is so talented. I think I was more excited to work with him than he was excited to work with me, but he doesn't know that.
Yeah.
you know, like, I thought he was just like a super talented dude. And I thought it was pretty cool that he got signed to WWE, because he was just a fan of WWE that did these things like on social media, and he got noticed. So I thought that was, you know, cool in itself. So yeah, really fun to make, you know, songs with him, and we share, you know, similar, you know, life interests and stuff like that. So just overall a good dude.
You recently put out The Final Match, your recent album. I love the album cover. It's amazing. Reminds me of the 90s, like Attitude Era mashup kind of thing. It features Sam Be Yourself, which is from the Netflix show Rhythm and Flow, which I love that show. How did this production come together? And what did you do differently with this one in terms of production and style versus your first album?
Yeah, it was different for sure, because I didn't have any features on Ever After, other than my wife at the end with that last song.
Yeah.
But you know, this one consisted of, you know, all of them were features. All of them were people who had, you know, stories of, you know, trials and tribulation and getting back up from a fight and stuff like that. So I feel like every feature kind of, you know, had their own story, but contributed to the overall feel and message of the entire album. So yeah, that was the biggest difference, was having, you know, some people that kind of backed up this project.
And where does the name come from the second album?
The Final Match?
Yeah. Like, why did you think of that?
Yeah, I think it was just like closure. It was, you know, it was my, you know, kind of end of a chapter in WWE, in my wrestling career.
Yeah.
And although it wasn't the final match in my wrestling career, it was the final match in a chapter of my life.
Right.
So that's why I felt like I wanted to kind of go with the WWE kind of like video game feel, and being a kid, because, you know, WWE was like my childhood dream and stuff like that. So that's how that came together.
And like, basically, what song of yours that you put out represents you? If you were to show one song of yours.
I mean, all of it represents me. It's all, whether that's a good song, whether that's like a happy song, a sad song, a depressing song, a song about money. I feel like it's all like a certain aspect of who I am, you know, as a person, like in my life. So, I mean, it's very hard to pinpoint, you know, like kind of like that one song that's like all about me, because, you know, I try to create music that and have lyrics that represents me in some kind of, you know, capacity. Yeah. I don't want to like rap or sing about something that I haven't like either A, like personally gone through myself, or know someone who has gone through that.
Musically, like what artist inspires you?
I think any artist that's passionate about, you know, their music, you know, that's inspiring in itself.
Yeah.
You know, anybody who's, you know, like passionate about what they're doing. Like style wise, I think I would say, you know, there's some influence there from Drake. There's some influence from Post Malone. Mm. There's some influence from Juice WRLD. You know, a lot of like cool, talented, you know, artists. But, you know, as far as like music in itself, just like anybody who's passionate about it is what inspires me to keep making music.
And so separate question. You have three, you're going to have another child. You'll have three children in total, correct? What's it like being a young dad?
It's challenging for sure. Because, you know, you're still trying to make it yourself. You're still trying to put yourself out there in order to be in a position where you can help your family. So it's very challenging. I don't think it's as possible as it is for me. I don't think I would be able to do it if I didn't have the support from my family, like from my wife. You know, if I was just like a single dad, like with no support, there's no way that I would be able to do what I'm doing
now.
But yeah, I've got a lot of people, you know, like backing me up, a lot of people that believe in me, that believe that I can put myself in a position where I can be like, okay, I retire at 30. I got enough money to like take care of you and stuff like that. So a lot of people that just like believe in me and are, you know, kind of banking on the idea of me putting everybody in a position where we can be comfortable.
Being a dad and also being on the road and not gonna have three kids, once things start opening up, is that like a hard, dynamic of being on the road and, do you usually go back home and see them?
I normally go back home and see them. When I was younger, it was difficult because I couldn't afford to not be on the road. Like I needed to stay out. I needed to make money. I needed to do this. I needed to put my name out there. But now it's a different story. Like now, like I have somewhat of a name. I've made a little bit of money from WWE and other projects that I have going on. So I can afford to do like a couple of shows and kind of like chill out and go home and just relax for like a couple of days or a week or two, and then like go out and take another job and come back home. So I think I've gotten used to, I think this is why the pandemic has been also, although it's been absolutely horrible, it has its, you know, it's made me appreciate my life here a lot more, and it's made me be so, you know, self-productive and making my own videos and doing my own podcast and working out at home and just doing a lot of things from home rather than like going out and, you know, spending hours at a gym where I'm away from my family. And, you know, I'm home a lot more and I'm able to do a lot more stuff while I'm here. So,
I was mentioning to my partner, I was like, you know, the quarantine was like, you know, shitty, obviously, but, you know, I found for me, I was doing a whole lot of nothing. And I realized, you know, I want to get into public relations and I want to, you know, help out people for social media and all that. And I think like if quarantine didn't happen, a lot of people wouldn't have these realizations of like, oh, like if this happens again, what position do I want to be in? So I think that was like the silver lining, if there was a silver lining. In terms of your children, when they grow up, would you want them to go into wrestling as well if they wanted to?
I mean, if they want to, I'm definitely not going to push it on them.
Yeah.
Because I want them to be able to explore other things. You know, when I was younger, you know, although my dad was a football player, you know, he wasn't trying to push it on me to be, oh, you need to be a football player. So he let me do what I wanted to do and try to, and made me, figure out what I wanted to do in my life and who I wanted to be and explore other things. So, you know, if they want to be a, you know, professional wrestler, like, you know, I would support it, like, for sure. You know, obviously it would be cool. But, you know, I'm not going to push it on them.
So I have this is just a speed round here. I'm going to ask you questions and just say what comes to your mind first. If you want, you can extend the answer. Favorite wrestler to work with in a match?
Joey Janela.
Favorite song of yours?
That's out. I like Candlelights. I really like Candlelights.
Your dream feature. Who would you like to feature you in it? Or who would you like to feature in a song or vice versa?
I love to do a song with Justin Bieber.
I could see that. Would you ever go back to WWE?
Depends.
Never say never. That's what they always say.
Yeah.
Favorite underrated artist?
Clever.
My girlfriend actually just put me on to him the other day. Kind of has that Post Malone kind of flow, but it's like a little different as well.
Yeah.
Your favorite match, or it could be your favorite match ever that you were in.
I would say a match that I had with Angel Garza.
Key to happiness.
Authenticity.
Your favorite theme song of yours that you came out to.
I think the Man of the Hour classic one is 2017. I think that's the one.
It's a good ringtone too. I've used it as a ringtone before.
Yeah.
Dream match of yours?
Me versus Kenny Omega in a singles.
What's your cheat meal or your guilty pleasure?
I like a good donut, like a really good donut.
In 2021, what do you want to have happen?
Honestly, I mean, it would be great if I could, you know, make enough money to be able to kind of hang it up. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen.
And lastly, what's next?
What's next? Too much is next. But I'm grateful that, you know, I have the stuff going on. GCW, you know, doing some stuff with AAA, MLW. I got a film, my first film that I'm going to be a part of that I haven't started shooting for yet. New music on the way. So much. I'm about to be a dad again. A lot.
I have actually, it just came to me. I just have two questions that I've wanted to ask. So in terms of your career, how long do you see yourself doing this for?
I mean, it would suck to be bumping around if I'm like past 35.
And does that come with like the aches and pains and all that? Like, are you always sore?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even right now I'm like beat up. Like, so.
Okay. I've always wondered that for like wrestlers. They seem like so chill, but it's like, no, like I literally broke my neck yesterday. So.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you stopping by here. And last song, what would you like to be?
Last song. Let's go. I wonder.
Yeah. And what would you like to pitch, throw to? What would you like people to check out before we?
Go check out all of my music, all of my merch that can be found on musicbyleo.com. Leo is with an I, so L-I-O. Again, musicbyleo.com. Check out all my music and go to my stores tab and check out all of the merch that I have. I got some Slam Buddies on there. I got homemade incense for my wife, 8x10s, t-shirts, pop sockets, masks for COVID. Stay safe. So yeah, everything.
What would you like to tell everyone that's who watched you on the challenge, who has sent in messages and all that to you?
I just definitely want to say thank you so much. For all the love, support, the understanding. That was a very difficult decision to make, but I'm glad, you know, in the end, I inspired so many people out there, moved a lot of people with my story, and hopefully it's put me and painted me in a better light than, you know, what, you know, past stories on the internet have maybe told you about me. yeah, I hope that people could see the real me in that show.
Too much drugs got me seeing now. Double, double, I'm in trouble, trouble. And too much love's got me pushing out. And thinking about a scenic route. And I wonder if she wonders where the money really wanders when we're hungry, yeah. And too much drugs got me singing now. I do not know where I'm going, but I do know that I'm showing, yeah. Pain on my face when I'm home, too much space when I'm gone. I know that you feel alone. These secrets kill me every time I lie. Distance from me every time I try to put a smile on your face when you cross my mind. Too much drugs got me seeing now. Double, double, I'm in trouble, trouble. And too much love's got me pushing out. And thinking about a scenic route. And I wonder if she wonders where the money really wanders when we're hungry, yeah. And too much drugs got me singing now. Those days, million thoughts in my head, sweetest smile on your face, inside I'm feeling so dead, cause I want you, yeah I want you, wanna ask for your hand, take you out on a date, pick you up in my car, I know the things that you hate, cause I know you, yeah I know. I wanna tell you everything that's been going on, but I'm afraid that you leave, cause I've done so wrong. I made mistakes in the past that I'm ashamed of. My mind is worn from the truth and the pain, love. Never thought I would come to conclusions that I failed and were done. Ship is sailed and it's gone. I'm in hell and it burns. Lesson learned, Satan's won. I'll prevail, probably won't. Cause I'm on one. Too much drugs got me seeing now. Double, double, I'm in trouble, trouble. And too much love's got me pushing out. And thinking about the scenic route.
You're listening to I Am Everything on CKMS 102.7 FM.